Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today during this busy Christmas season. And regardless of what you're doing, my prayer is that you will be protected, that you will enter into an even greater relationship with the Lord. That's my prayer for all my partners, for myself, and that you will most of all experience His great love. And this week, we've been talking about God's love. We've been looking at various aspects or characteristics of God's love. And the first point I shared was that God's love shows itself in goodwill. We saw that was announced at the birth of Jesus, recorded in Luke, the second chapter, where the angels said, "Peace on earth, goodwill to men." They announced the birth of the virgin, of Jesus, born of a virgin in Bethlehem. And so the shepherds went to see and report the good news. And then, as we saw in those beautiful words of Isaiah in that ninth chapter, where he said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." End, praise God. And so this God is, when Jesus returns, the lion will lay down with the lamb. For those who have sought the utopia, peace, and love among mankind, all these generations, only Jesus is going to bring it. And it will be an expression of God's love and goodwill toward man. And there will be no more fear. There will be no more suffering or pain. And another aspect we looked at was that God's love verifies to us that we are and that He is our friend. Remember, I shared, for those of you who listen, James 2:23, Abraham believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness, and he was called God's friend. And then in the New Testament, John 15:15, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are my friends," and he says that to everyone who believes on their word. And as the word of God was written down, that refers to us and all the generations of Christians that have lived and died since the time of the early church. Praise God. He is our friend. And then we also looked that God's love joins His heart with ours in a faithfulness of relationship that is unmatched by any relationship we could ever know. No matter how good a friend we have, no matter how much we may love our spouse, His faithfulness and His love exceeds anything the human heart has ever known. And that's why, unless we have that relationship, God, we're never satisfied. It doesn't matter how wealthy we are. It doesn't matter, I'm speaking of people in the world, how many relationships they enter into, or how many things they possess. There's absolutely no satisfaction, because the human heart will be satisfied by no other thing than a relationship with the eternal God. He's bound His heart to us forever. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And then, of course, yesterday we looked at that He takes pleasure in us. We know from Revelation 11, as the 24 elders fell down and worshiped the Lord, "Thou art worthy to receive honor and glory and power and blessing, because Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." Now let's look at a couple more aspects of God's love, which will conclude the message today that I'm sharing this entire week on God's love. And that is, His love is, it's very active, it's demonstrative, it's creative. an aspect of love is that it always gives, it shares. It's not a miserly kind of love, which, well, okay, I'll give you that little bit. But whatever the cost, no greater love hath any man than he laid down his life for his friends. And isn't that what Jesus did at the cross? And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only one and his one and only Son, his begotten Son, Jesus, that whomsoever believes on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And God demonstrates his own love for us. This is Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 8. In this way, beloved, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, the ungodly, the wicked. We were lost in trespasses and sin, and God demonstrated that love because before we ever came to him, we love him because he first loved us. Eye hath not seen, beloved, ear hath not heard, the things that he's prepared for those who love him. And the first and greatest thing is relationship with him. I mean, I've heard accounts, read accounts of people who have died and gone to heaven, and they don't have the words to describe the beauty, the wonder of that place, the glory of the Lord, the wonder of the people there, the relationships, perfect love. Everything is love. Everything is gorgeous beyond words. This is what he has for us, but we can experience it. Maybe not in fullness while we're here on this earth. One day we will, but we have foretastes of the glory. You know, we're just looking through a glass darkly. We cannot apprehend the fullness of what God has prepared for us, but we one day will experience that. And so, because God is love, he has so much for us. In this life, he's provided for all of our needs. He's given us richly all things to enjoy. Whatever your need is, he has provision for that need on every level, spiritually, physically, circumstantially. He is the Lord, and there is none beside him, praise God. And since he is a loving, giving God, he causes his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. John, the Apostle John, rebuked those who forgot that love always gives no matter what the cost. In 1 John 3:17, he said, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? We can't just say, you know, well, we'll pray for your brother, be clothed, be warm, whatever you're, you know, I'm praying for you. But if we have the ability, we demonstrate that love in action, just as God did. And we can do that in creative ways. It doesn't have to be with money. It can be with time. It can be with our material resources, you know, baking some cookies or bringing over a meal to someone who's sick or whatever it might be. He can give you all kinds of creative ways to share his love. And finally, list is not complete, but his love is very personal. He doesn't love the nations of the world in some sort of generic theological way. He loves every person and knows every person in a precise individual way. The very hairs of your head are numbered. What? I mean, what's the purpose of that? It is so over the edge. Jesus said that so that we would understand how great his love was. And in Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 6 and 7, it says, rejoice with me, this is one of his parables, I have found my lost sheep. And he says, I tell you that in heaven, and in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. He loves men and women. He loves boys and girls. He loves us with a mighty love that has no beginning and can have no end. And it's this personal, intimate love that makes Christianity different from every other religion in the world. It elevates his people, those he gave his very life for, laid it down. It elevates us to a position of sons and daughters, to a level that can't be experienced in any other way. We already are seated in heavenly places. And this attribute of God's love is God himself in the midst of us. He rejoices over us. He's actually personally engaged. Zephaniah 3:17. And he's singing over us with singing, rejoicing over with us with singing. There's in the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. There's a song of love. And as Christians, we can experience that joy. He's given us such a beautiful, wonderful love that he wants us to experience it. I mean, it's so personal. In Psalm 139, I love these magnificent words. Take this as a scripture for your heart today. As if you pray this prayer to him, as if you were praying it. A beautiful Psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge, Lord, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up to heaven, behold, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. What beautiful words to end a broadcast. David's awareness of how intimate and personal the love of God is. And if you heard nothing else on this broadcast, I want you to take that away with you. God loves you intimately and personally with a love that cannot be quenched. Many waters cannot quench love. And he loves you, beloved, in such a way that words cannot describe. And I pray, I seal these words to your heart and mind, that as you go on in the days ahead, however long they may be until you meet him face to face, you will know the intimacy and beauty and power of that love in a deeply personal way. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I love you, beloved, and I pray that your Christmas season, the days that remain in it, and as we prepare to celebrate the new year, will be a time of new beginning in your lives. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.